You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball.
Tena serves it into right field. Back is Rodriguez. He makes the catch. Right tags. The throw home. Offline. Right scores. Grizzlies win.
Fresno Grizzlies Baseball is brought to you by Save Mart, Express Furniture Rentals, Le Provence Apartment Homes, Toyota, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. The Fresno Grizzlies pregame show is brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here is the voice of the Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
After a couple of lopsided affairs, it's a pivotal game three of a six-game series as the Stockton Ports are in downtown Fresno to take on the Fresno Grizzlies. Welcome to Chuck Chancey Park. I'm Tim Slack. And Fresno jumped out all over Stockton on Tuesday night with a 10-1 victory. And then last night, it was all Ports. They had their most runs, their most hits this season. And the Grizzlies walked more batters in one game than they did in any other game. And so now it's time to flush it. And both teams will send out pitchers who have had success, and a lot of it, against these offenses this year. For the Grizzlies, they'll turn to Jackson Cox, who has been slotted on Friday nights for most of the year. He's 0-4 with a 4.83 ERA, but he just keeps getting better. He struggled through the month of April despite a really good start on opening night against these Ports back on April 4th. Outside of that, or with that, his ERA was above 15 for the month of April. In May, he got it together, 2.77 ERA in 13 innings, only allowed 4 earned runs. And in June, he's been fantastic, just 1 earned run in 11 2/3. And so the Grizzlies are turning to him to turn this series back into their favor. But Stockton will go with Jefferson Jean, a hard-throwing right-hander who has been very hard on the Grizzlies. He started the no-hitter, the one game that Stockton won here at Chuck Chancey Park back in April in that three-game series. He threw 5 no-hit innings, didn't give up a run, struck out 5, and only walked 1. He also had a really strong start in a game that the Grizzlies should have won, and he did not allow an earned run in that one, 5 innings and just 2 hits, while he struck out 6, but did not qualify for the decision in that one as Stockton walked it off late. So two guys who have had good success against both of these offenses. Both of these offenses have had their moments already in this series, and we're just in the third game of the 6-game series. One of the guys who's been heating up, Derek Bernard, the 19-year-old outfielder for the Grizzlies, has hit 3 home runs in the last 8 games. He has had a great time both on the bases and at the plate, as he has been a powerful addition to the Grizzlies lineup, has slotted kind of in the back half of the lineup, 5-6 spot, but has given a bunch of energy and a big burst to the Grizzlies offense so far this year. I'm going to catch up with him in a minute. This is the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show coming up to Chuck Chancey Gold. And join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops. For a day or an extended getaway, Chuck Chancey promises an unforgettable experience. We're going to talk to Derek Bernard, and then we're going to get to the starting lineups and first pitch here at Chuck Chancey Park. It's the Ports and the Grizzlies. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network and 790 ESPN Fresno.
Oh no, the PTA, they've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Welcome back to the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show. The Grizzlies in the ports play game three of a six-game series. Grizzlies offense has been rolling over the last eight games, and one of the guys who has been in the middle of the power surge is outfielder Derek Bernard. I'm always amazed. Just 19 years old. I have talked to you before, but who influenced your game the most? Who did you watch growing up?
I grasped my pop, and then my pop and Robinson Cano. Just my idol.
Is that part of where you got batting left-handed from?
No, I was being a lefty guy. I just never hit a righty.
And I was just gravitated towards the left-handed bat like Cano?
Yeah, because he's from my hometown. It's just you watch Cano like every day.
When you talk about your pop, tell me about him. What was he like as a ball player, and how did you learn to love the game of baseball from watching him play?
My pop was a middle infield, just all my house was like all around baseball, and then just grow up watching baseball.
You were a middle infielder too when you signed. You played shortstop. You've been around some of these guys like Kelvin Hidalgo and Robert Claus and Yaker Reyes for a few years. What does that group of guys mean to you that you're enjoying playing the outfield with them?
Yeah, it's part of my family. They're my family. They're bros. We've been a long time together. And then it's fun. Playing outfield with them is fun.
I keep telling people it's fun to watch you play because you're a power speed guy. You're really fast. You had a infield hit last night that you legged out. But the home runs are coming. Three home runs in the last eight games. What feels comfortable to you right now at the plate?
Just my timing is back, getting good, better. And then everything is just motion, helping the team out.
Well, it seems like you're having a lot of fun right now. Is it feel a lot more fun? Does it feel a lot more fluid when you're out there?
Yeah, it feels amazing. The energy is like right, really up, hoping the team winning, hoping a good place right now.
Well, 3-2 start to the second half. Talk about speed, too. You legged that ball out on the infield hit last night. How long has that been a part of your game, and who kind of instills in you to always play the game hard?
It just being part of me, my speed, always being a speedy guy, and then you just got to play hard. Just everything you do, just do it hard.
Well, Derek, it's been fun to watch you. Three home runs so far in the last eight games, and a good start to the second half. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
That's Grizzlies outfielder Derek Bernard. We'll be right back with the starting lineup and first pitch from Chuck Chancey Park. It supports in the Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network and 790 ESPN Fresno.
Attention all students, the Fresno Grizzlies are proud to introduce the Student Pass, good for all Grizzlies home games for the 2025 season. For just $19 a month or just over a dollar per game, any student, college, high school, preschool, grad school, beauty school, can attend Grizzlies games in Home Run Alley. Head to FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers and get your pass before they're gone. The all-new Student Pass for just $19 a month, now at Chuck Chancey Park. The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday. Thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball.
Fitzer line drive into center field. Bernard coming around. Fitzer walks it off. Grizzlies win.
Fresno Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports will play the third game of this six-game series in downtown Fresno. I'm Tim Slack, and the Grizzlies enter tonight 32-39. They're 3-2 in the second half and a game behind San Jose, who already has clinched their spot. And so it is a race, at least out of the box, between Fresno, Modesto, and Stockton. And so the Grizzlies tied with Modesto, both at 3-2 to start this second half, and then Stockton a game back of both of those teams entering tonight. So the Grizzlies trying to get some good momentum going, and they will turn to Jackson Cox tonight. But let's get you the entire starting lineups brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. Stockton 34-37. They're 2-3 in the second half. Their manager, Javier Godard, will line up with Jared Sprague-Lott at third base. Dylan Fien will play first base. He had a massive night last night, 4-for-5 with a couple of doubles and 4 RBIs. He was in the middle of pretty much every rally for the Ports last night. Cameron Leary, the left fielder, will bat third. Pedro Pineda is the team leader for the Ports with 9 home runs, and he has only played in 28 games. He'll be in right field batting cleanup. Carlos Franco is the catcher batting fifth. Ali Camarillo, the shortstop, bat sixth. Brian Andrade will play second base and bat seventh. Tommy Takeyoshi is the DH, a switch hitter, will bat eighth. And Carlos Pacheco, the center fielder, bats ninth. Starting pitcher for the Ports, Jefferson Jean. Overall, Jean 2-3 with a 4.65 ERA this year, but he's helped the Ports grab 2 wins against the Grizzlies this season, as Stockton has now won 6 of the first 11 meetings between these two, dating back to the 3 games that they won at the end of that series at Banner Island Ballpark. Grizzlies are 32-39 overall. They're 3-2 in the second half. First-year manager Cesar Galvez will have Kelvin Hidalgo back in the lineup. The shortstop will hit leadoff tonight. Roynier Hernandez at second base will bat second. Robert Claus moves back to his normal position of right field, and he'll hit third. Blake Wright, the third baseman, bats cleanup. Derek Bernard, who we just talked to, 3 home runs in the last 8 games, will play left field and bat fifth. Kevin Fitzer is the first baseman, and he will hit sixth. He had a real good night Tuesday night, which he was 4-for-4 with a walk, reached base all 5 times, followed it up last night, and was held in check a bit before being lifted for a pinch hitter, so he's back in the lineup for the Grizzlies. Jacob Hinderleiter also back in the lineup after being in and out over the last week. He will DH in bat seventh. Yaker Reyes, the center fielder, bats eighth, and Alan Espinal will catch him bat ninth. Jackson Cox will take the ball for the Grizzlies, and the right-hander has just been getting better. He's been fantastic in the month of June. Overall, he's 0-4 with a 4.83 ERA, making his 13th start of the season. He has struck out 34 in 31 and two-thirds innings, and he has been great in June, as I mentioned, as he continues to limit the opposition against him. He has posted an ERA of 0.77 in the month, and that has kind of been his MO. He has typically gotten better as the year has gone on in his young professional career. So good to see him continuing to build back, and he'll face Stockton for the third time this year. Those are your starting lineups, and that is the Chuck Chancy Gold pregame show. Come on up to Chuck Chancy Gold and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops. For a day or an extended getaway, Chuck Chancy promises an unforgettable experience. Grizzlies getting ready to take the field. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll have first pitch from downtown Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 AM ESPN Fresno.
Are you tired of waiting forever for your prescriptions? Grizzly Pharmacy is here to tame your healthcare needs. We fill most prescriptions in 15 minutes or less. We're always accepting new patients and enjoy free delivery to your home or workplace in Fresno or Clovis. Our expert pharmacists provide personalized consultations, therapy management, and COVID-19 testing. We accept all major insurances, including Medi-Cal, Blue Cross, and Optum Rx. Visit grizzlypharmacy.com/Fresno.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Richard's Prime Ribbon Seafood, the original, a true family-run restaurant, serving slow-roasted certified Angus prime rib, hand-cut steaks, and the freshest seafood since 69, a winning tradition. Richard's Prime Ribbon Seafood is now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, so you'll never strike out on a great meal. Richard's Prime Ribbon Seafood, a Valley dining tradition, because when it comes to great food and family, they always hit it out of the park.
For projects of any size, residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural, Pacific Steel Supply guarantees to match or beat any competitor's price by an additional 10% on all top-quality steel materials, metal roofing, and components. They'll help you save time and money with their 24/7 service, fast delivery, and the most competitive pricing in the industry. Get started today with a free quote from Pacific Steel Supply in Fresno on Ashland and Parkway, just off Highway 99, or online at PacificSteelSupply.com.
No matter the time, morning, noon, or night, Black Bear Diner in Fresno has you covered. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner served all day just the way you like it. At Black Bear Diner in Fresno, you can count on them serving up hearty portions that satisfy even the hungriest appetites. Plus, the little Cubs can enjoy their brand new Cubs Corner, too. So gather your family and friends, bring your appetite, and make it a meal to remember at Black Bear Diner in Fresno, corner of Shaw and Marty.
Black Bear Diner.
PTA, they've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget, your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Beautiful night for baseball in downtown Fresno. Game 3 of a 6-game series between the Stockton Ports and the Fresno Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies, who are playing the third game of 15 over the next 20 days, that is here at Chuck Chancey Park, and trying to capitalize it behind the right-hander Jackson Cox tonight. Once again, good evening to you, and welcome to Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno. I'm Tim Slack. Grizzlies and the Ports playing for the 12th time this year. And while the Ports have the slight edge, Grizzlies have struck first in each of the three series that these two teams have played, and now looking to build and maybe even sustain some momentum tonight behind the right-hander Cox. Told you he has been really good in the month of June, as this is his fourth start, and he's gotten around the fourth inning every time in the month of June. Grizzlies finally backed him up with some run support in a 16-6 win at Visalia last Thursday, as he will toe the rubber and face Jared Sprague Lott. And the first pitch is a fastball swung on and missed, and we are underway at 6:54. Swing and a miss for strike one, as Jared Sprague Lott stands in at 2-11. He takes a fastball. Called strike, says the home plate umpire Patrick McMorris. His partner on the bases tonight is Bryce McCormick. Cox ahead of Sprague Lott at 0-2. Cox winds and deals, and it's a swing and a miss. Chased it up and out of the zone. A breaking ball darting down and away, and Cox starts this one with a strikeout. The Grizzlies' defense tonight brought to you by Save Mart. Save Mart has your bases covered. Derek Bernard in left. Yaker Reyes in center. Robert Calaz in right. Blake Wright at third. Kelvin Hidalgo at short. Roynier Hernandez at second. Kevin Fitzer at first, and Alan Espinal behind the plate. Dylan Fien had a four-hit night last night. He's up to 267, And he takes a first pitch strike from Jackson Cox on the inside corner. And he's ahead 0-1. Cox winds in, skips one in the dirt to even up the count. One ball and one strike. One pitch on the outside corner with the fastball. Called strike. 1-2 to Fien, the switch hitter, batting left-handed. Cox winds in, deals. 1-2 pitch. And this is lifted down the right field line. A shallow pop-up that's going to drop in. And Fien has another two-strike hit. He started the rally last night with one out after a strikeout. And he just serves a single down the right field line. So the one-out knock will put Jackson Cox into the stretch, and now Cameron Leary will come to the plate. One out, one on for the left-handed bat of Leary, who's hitting 228 with 8 home runs. Cox first pitch fastball up and away for ball 1 and 94. One ball, no strikes. Cox kicks and deals a fastball on the inside part of the plate. Cox took something off of that one. I don't think it was a changeup. Might have had a little bit more lateral movement to it. So it's 1-1 to Leary. Runner on first. Now Cox deals, and this is popped up around the plate. Alan Espinal lost it, turns around, and now that ball is going to fall. Espinal will pick it up and throw to second, and Hernandez will get the out there. Espinal lost the ball, and once he threw the mask, that thing came all the way back and landed up the first base line. Espinal ends up picking it up and throws out Fien at second. And so it's a fielder's choice that puts Leary on, but that was quite the adventure for the second out. And the Grizzlies have two away in the top of the first. Now Pedro Pineda, powerful right-hand hitter. 9 homers, hitting 281 in just 28 games for the Ports. Facing Cox with a runner on, and the first pitch looked like a slider. Up and out, ball 1. Ports put together a whole offensive onslaught last night against Angel Jimenez. Cox turns and throws over, and Leary was leaning the wrong way. Does get back in. That was not Jackson Cox's quickest move. It was just meant to keep Leary close, and that it did. 1-0 to Pineda, and he hacks at a high fastball and sends it out into left field. Leary, running around second, will stop there. And it's a two-out knock for Pedro Pineda. I don't know what Ron Whitmire, the hitting coach for Stockton, Luis Baez, the assistant hitting coach, or the manager, Javier Godard, told the team before the game yesterday. They had a long closed-door meeting prior to the game, and nothing unusual, but it certainly seemed to spark a fire and a different approach from the Ports. They've been very aggressive this week as Carlos Franco will come to the plate. He's hitting 261, a pair of home runs this year, 2 on, 2 out in the first as Jackson Cox misses with the breaking ball down low. 1 ball, no strikes. Leary off second after he reached on the fielder's choice on that big pop-up. Pedro Pineda singled to left. 1-0 pitch from Cox. Fastball at the belt for a called strike. 94 miles an hour. Now we got something out on the warning track in left field. And I saw that on the single out there. Derek Bernard found a baseball or something that had just been left out there. It might be a wiffle ball, because Bernard threw it and it didn't go very far. So So something got left out there in pregame warmups, and nobody caught it until now. 1-1 to Carlos Franco. Cox stares at Leary, now delivers a breaking ball down and away. Two balls and a strike. So two things have been true for Cox as he has improved each month so far this year. One, the curveball has become much more featured for him. But two, he has worked in that changeup really well. 2-1 pitch, and Franco takes a breaking ball in a perfect spot down and away for a called strike, 2-2. No score yet, but Stockton trying to imitate their big first inning from last night. 2-2 from Cox, and this is lifted into left field. Bernard moving towards left center. He's picking up the pace and will finally get there in the gap to make the catch. That ball kept drifting towards center field, but Derek Bernard tracks it down, and that is the inning. Couple of hits and a couple of runners left on for Stockton in the top of the first through one half inning. It's Stockton 0, Fresno coming up. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
If you're craving something different, there's great news. Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Ueshi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy Jace has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a fun, interactive meal at J-Pot with hot pot and Chinese skewers, and grab a refreshing boba from JT inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable with Lynn's Restaurant Group. Visit Lynn'sRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Hey Fresno, Chris Swart out here, operating partner Jack's Car Wash Companies, located on the southwest corner of Cedar and Shepherd. Don't miss out on this winning combo.
That's right, Jack's Car Wash has a brand new Pepsi and Coke soda fountain, plus a new Keurig coffee station featuring your favorite national brands. Plus, Jack's full detailing is backed by popular demand. Schedule yours today by calling 435-7335.
Jack's Car Wash and ESPN Fresno, the double play of a great car wash and a great broadcast.
Jefferson Jean, the starting pitcher for the Stockton Ports, will take the mound. Stockton is 2-0 in games that he has pitched against the Grizzlies this year. A hard-throwing right-hander on the season. He's 2-3 with a 4.65 ERA. 0-0 as we start the bottom of the first. Hidalgo, Hernandez, Calaz due up against Jean. And a first-pitch fastball moves the feet of Hidalgo, who jumps out of the way. Hidalgo out of the lineup last night. Hitting 247 on the season with four home runs. Jean winds and deals, and it's a fastball away this time. And 92, two balls, no strikes. Powerful arm, Jean can rack up the strikeouts if you're not careful. 2-0 pitch, and he catches the outside corner, says Patrick McMorris. Two balls and a strike. He's had good success against the Grizzlies, and Fresno has had a hard time cobbling together hits against him. 2-1, down and away. Another fastball. 3-1. He struck out more against Rancho Cucamonga in his second start of the year. He only went three innings in that one, though. But he's had two very solid outings against the Grizzlies. 3-1 pitches off the plate away, ball four. So Hidalgo sees five pitches and earns the walk. The Ports line up defensively behind Jean with Cameron Leary in left, Carlos Pacheco in center, Pedro Pineda in right. Third to first is Jared Sprague-Locke, Ali Camarillo, Brian Andrade, and Dylan Fien. And the catcher is Carlos Franco. Here's Reiner Hernandez, 3-for-5 last night, best night since his return from the IL. And 274 on the season, left-hand hitter watches a slider bend in there. That was a even slower sweeper from Jean. Only 78 miles an hour as he gets ahead with the breaking ball. Hidalgo leads off first. 0-1 pitch from Jean is a fastball that runs inside off the plate. And this is not the, the velocity that we've seen from Jefferson Gene so far to start this year. He's been in the mid-90s. Today's low 90s, barely cracking 90. That's a 91-mile-an-hour fastball fouled off by Hernandez. And it's one ball and two strikes to the Grizzlies' second baseman. Hidalgo close at first. 1-2 pitch from Gene. He delivers, and Hernandez chops it foul behind Dave Keller. The Grizzlies bench coach and first base coach helping Kelvin Hidalgo over there right now. Cesar Galvez is going through the signs at the third base coach's box. 1-2 to Hernandez. Gene from the belt will deliver. Hidalgo bluffs, and Hernandez rakes it down the right field line. It's going to fall for a base hit. It'll roll to Pineda, who will turn and throw to second. Nobody was there. Hernandez has a double. Hidalgo stops at third. He thought about going home, but it is two consecutive base runners for the Grizzlies against Jefferson Gene. And they already have more of a rally against the 6-3 right-hander than they had neither of the first two outings against him. And now Robert Kalaz in 251 will hit with the infield drawn in for Stockton. Gene's first pitch. Kalaz serves it out into right center field. This ball is going to hang up. Pineda gets to it and will make the catch. His throw is home. It's cut off at the mound. Hidalgo tags and scores, and the Grizzlies have a lead. Three batters into the ball game. Well, that was good baseball. The walk, a double, and then a sacrifice fly, and the Grizzlies get right onto the board. And that ball could have been dangerous, just hung up there a little bit for Pedro Pineda, who's been a center fielder the last two nights. It has good speed, and he covers the ground for the out. Runner on second, one out. Blake Wright will be the batter, hitting .297, a team best average, as he takes that big slow sweeper in for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, the most noticeable thing right now for Jefferson Gene is he does not have that velocity that neutralized the Grizzlies through the first couple of games. He has been in the low 90s and relying on the sweeper. He lets go of a fastball. That was 93, but it was off the plate away. One ball, one strike. Blake Wright has been a hit machine. I probably sound like a broken record. He 2-for-5 last night. He just keeps putting together hits. 1-1 pitch from Gene, and it's a fastball off the plate outside. Two balls and one strike. Roynier Hernandez, the only hit for the Grizzlies in this inning, sandwiched between a walk and a sacrifice fly. It was the hit that keyed the run, but the sacrifice fly from Kalaz making sure Hidalgo scored. 2-1 pitch to Wright. Gene delivers, and Wright skies a pop-up on the infield. Behind the second base bag, Camarillo fighting the sun, backpedals and makes the catch. On the outfield grass in very shallow center, but it's right where the sun just beats down. And I'm talking the difference in the shade from like a forest green to when you get to where the sun's covering it, there's a sharp line, and it's like lime green out there in center. Two outs, and Derek Bernard will be the batter, hitting .250. All three of his home runs coming in the last series and a half. He takes outside on a changeup away from Gene that floated out of his hand. One ball, no strikes. Gene, for all his trouble, has not had to throw a ton of pitches and does have two outs. Grizzlies would love to tack on one more run here in this inning. They had second and third and nobody out. The 1-0 pitch from Gene, and Bernard lifts one high into center field. This sends Pacheco back sprinting to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! Off the batter's eye in center field. The fourth homer for Derek Bernard this year, and the needed blast that the Grizzlies were looking for. make it 4 home runs in 9 games for Derek Bernard. And he goes out to straightaway center right over the 400-foot marker. And the Grizzlies have a 3-run lead. A 3-run first inning before Kevin Fitzer even comes to the plate. And he takes one off of the hip, high and tight. Lots of boos ring out. Grizzlies were busy giving Derek Bernard the hero treatment in the dugout. And then they all kind of popped up to the front step. So Fitzer, who's hitting 255, will take first base. There's two outs and a runner on, and Jacob Hinderleiter back into the lineup, hitting 279. Gene's first pitch is up and out, ball one. Patrick McMorris was the umpire in Stockton for the series that these two teams played. He was one of them. As Hinderleiter swings and misses at the sweeper over the inside corner, one ball, one strike. It's a 3-0 Grizzlies lead. They have a 3-run first inning, paying back some of the debt from last night. Swing and a miss at a 93-mile-an-hour inside fastball. One and two to Hinderleiter. Fitzer leads off first, two outs, bottom of the first. Gene giving up the first 3 runs of the season to the Grizzlies. And this is third start against Fresno. And he'll spin and throw. Fitzer, who had no lead, basically fell down on top of the base. Almost like an up-down and just held his position on the bag. One and two from Gene. Long pause. And delivers a slider outside. Taken for ball two. 3-run first inning for the Grizzlies, and Derek Bernard is red hot right now. That is a common refrain. The middle hitters in the Grizzlies lineup. 2-2 pitch. Fitzer goes, and the pitch is cut on and missed. Fastball just off the plate inside. Hinderleiter could not connect, and Gene finally gets a strikeout. Ran it up to 94. That's as hard as he threw a fastball all inning, and it was his 22nd pitch of the inning, which gets him out of the first, but not before Fresno strikes for 3 runs, including the 4th homer of the year for Derek Bernard. The Grizzlies have a 3-run lead on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network.
Oh no, the PTA, they've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Jackson Cox has been handed a 3-run lead as the Fresno Grizzlies are out in front. And we've had a couple of lopsided games. Fresno happy to be the aggressors tonight as Ali Camarillo is going to lead off the top of the second for Stockton. Takes a fastball inside. Camarillo's hit the Grizzlies well this year, hitting 258 on the season, though. As Cox winds and deals, 1-0 pitch is higher and tighter for ball two. Camarillo has one of the best batting average batting averages for the Ports against Fresno. He's hitting .310. As he takes a strike on the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. Camarillo 1-for-3 against Jackson Cox this year. He takes a breaking ball just off the plate away. .311 pitch. Cox winds in, deals, and Camarillo lashes one down the right field line. Full count. Nobody out here in the top of the second. A 3-0 Grizzlies lead. Cox winds in, delivers, and it is tipped into the glove of Alan Espinal. Swing and a miss, 94 inside, and Jackson Cox has his second strikeout, first out of the second inning. And so he gets ahead of the inning, keeps the leadoff guy off base, and now Brian Andrade, the second baseman, will come to the plate as Cox misses with the first pitch away. Andrade hitting .250 on the season. Just played in about 10 games for the Ports. Takes a fastball down low. It's actually his 12th game. .10 pitch from Cox as a fastball is just above the belt, says Patrick McMorris. .30 pitch, and Cox delivers a fastball right at the knees for a called strike. .31 is bounced to third, backing up right, gloves it. He was on his heels, straightens up, and throws to first for the out. Blake Wright was backpedaling on the ground ball, was able to stay down, and got that one clean into his glove, picked it up, and threw out Andrade. Two outs and nobody on for Tommy Takeyoshi. DH tonight, takes outside, batting left-handed, switch hitter, hitting .200 on the season, has a home run. Cox 0-1 pitch. Is down low. .11 pitch. Fastball on the inside corner. Called strike 1-2. .12 pitch. Cox delivers, and it's a soft flare back to the mound. Cox caught it in the air, moving off to the left almost in slow motion towards first base. Snags it, and that is the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Jackson Cox as he sets down Stockton in order, and it's a shutdown inning after the three-run first. We'll head to the bottom of the second. 3-0 Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Craving something different? Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Oishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy J's has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a hot pot experience at J-Pot and top it off with boba from JT Inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable. Visit Lynn'sRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Junk is gone for good with Everyday Junk Removal. If it's junk, they'll take it off your hands. Furniture, mattresses, appliances, construction debris, and so much more. Plus, dumpster rental is available too. Licensed, insured, and backed by Google 5-star reviews, Everyday Junk Removal makes cleanup easy and hassle-free. And for a limited time, receive $20 off a half load or more. Get a free quote today by calling Everyday Junk Removal at 559-408-9132 or online at everydayjunkremoval.com. They'll get the job done.
3-run Fresno lead in the bottom of the second. Tim Slack with you from Chick Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. You can skip the lines and buy your tickets online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Tickets starting at just $8. Grizzlies baseball offers one of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports, and there's plenty of opportunities to take advantage of the great deals over the next 2-3 weeks. They'll finish the series this weekend against the Ports, and then they'll be at home for 3 games against Modesto next weekend, starting on July 4th, as Yaker Reyes leads off the bottom of the second, swing and a miss, an outside fastball from Jefferson Jean. 3-run Grizzlies lead, 3-0 in the bottom of the second. Reyes, Espinal, Hidalgo due up against the right-hander Jean, and Reyes taps a slow bouncer to short. Camarillo coming in and fields and throws in time to get Reyes. That was a slick play by Camarillo on a slow hit ball by Reyes. That is the exact type of play that I think Reyes is going to beat more often than not. And that time Camarillo got a great jump on it and got rid of it. One out, Alan Espinal will come to the plate, hitting 174. And the first pitch from Gene, check swing that bounces high back to the mound. Gene comes off a step and will field and throw to get Espinal, and quickly two are out. So Jefferson Gene had to labor in the first 3 runs. Grizzlies had 2 hits. They were both extra base hits, and they capitalized on a walk and a hit batter. And it was Hidalgo who walked to start that inning. He'll come to the plate with 2 outs and nobody on here in the second. Gene winds and deals a fastball high and tight. Hidalgo leans out of the way back towards the home plate umpire McMorris. 1 ball, no strikes. Gene from the wind is 1-0 pitch. Hidalgo pops it straight back to the second deck. 1 ball, 1 strike. Shadow's starting to drift out into center field, so only the center fielder Pacheco and the right fielder Pineda standing in the sun as Gene misses with a high fastball up around 93 at 2-1. Velocity starting to tick up a little bit for Gene, more around 93, 94 right now. 2-1 pitch. Hidalgo fouls off a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and there's the high velocity. It's 2-2. That's what makes Gene so difficult, especially when he throws that big slow sweeper off of the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-2 pitch, and a slider waved at for strike three, and it's a clean second inning, a bounce-back inning for Jefferson Gene, as the Grizzlies are retired in order, and a pretty smooth second inning for both pitchers. Jackson Cox heading back out there for Fresno to start the third. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, the original, a true family-run restaurant serving slow-roasted certified Angus prime rib, hand-cut steaks, and the freshest seafood since 69, a winning tradition. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood is now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, so you'll never strike out on a great meal. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, a Valley dining tradition, because when it comes to great food and family, they always hit it out of the park.
For projects of any size, residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural, Pacific Steel Supply guarantees to match or beat any competitor's price by an additional 10% on all top-quality steel materials, metal roofing, and components. They'll help you save time and money with their 24/7 service, fast delivery, and the most competitive pricing in the industry. Get started today with a free quote from Pacific Steel Supply in Fresno on Ashland and Parkway, just off Highway 99, or online at PacificSteelSupply.com.
No matter the time, morning, noon, or night, Black Bear Diner in Fresno has you covered. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner served all day just the way you like it. At Black Bear Diner in Fresno, you can count on them serving up hearty portions that satisfy even the hungriest appetites. Plus, the little Cubs can enjoy their brand new Cubs Corner, too. So gather your family and friends, bring your appetite, and make it a meal to remember at Black Bear Diner in Fresno, corner of Sean Marty.
Black Bear Diner.
Third inning here at Chick Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. Jackson Cox will start it by facing the right-hand hitter Carlos Pacheco, the last guy to hit in this ball game. Tim Slack joined by the Sports Information Director for Fresno State, Holly Cassina, as Cox bends in a breaking ball. And it's 1-1. Pacheco hitting 173. It's the continuation of our 1v1 food truck throwdown series. And tonight is the battle for slice supremacy. It's breaking ball, misses away, two balls in a strike. And I'm going to have you slide in a little bit more as the 2-1 pitch chop foul, two balls, two strikes. So Holly Cassina handles Fresno State baseball as well as volleyball. Have you added any other sports to the plate yet?
Not yet. Okay. But that could come soon.
That kind of keeps your plate full as is, right? 2-2 pitch to Cox is just down low from Cox to Pacheco. Sorry, and it's three balls, two strikes. Pizzaiolo and is Rizzo's Pizza. Rizzo's Pizzeria are the two pizzas as Pacheco grounds one to second. Hernandez will field in throw and get the out for the first out of the inning. So, first of all, welcome. Great first pitch. It was a strike.
Thank you. I stressed out about that all day. I got my practice throws in. I warmed up a little bit. I feel really good about that.
There is no reason to be stressed, right?
And I was so nervous. I insisted it had to be from the rubber. I was not throwing it from the grass, and it worked out. It was good.
And I will tell you, I've seen more people struggle from not the rubber. And you were at the rubber and threw a strike.
The sun was right in my eyes.
Jared Sprague Lott. And that is a real thing that the pitchers and hitters have to deal with. 1-0 pitch to Sprague Lott, and he tattoos one into the left field corner. Line drive. Bernard gets to it at the warning track. He does a jump throw in. No, he lost it. And Sprague Lott was going to get a double anyways. And so that is a one-out hit for Stockton. But a lot of fun stuff. One of the other things, so not only did you throw a strike, but you threw it to a dear friend in Tommy Hotvey, who just happens to have the night off tonight.
Yes, perfect timing. It worked out.
Pretty special?
Yeah, it was great. You know, I worked with Tommy for 2 years, and I get really close with those guys because I travel with them. I spend so much time with them. So it's really good to see them once they've left Fresno State.
Well, and he's been having some success. He's been DHing a little bit for us in the last couple of weeks. He's played a lot of second, which would blow Fresno State fans' minds. As the first pitch in the dirt to Dylan Fien. All right, why don't you go ahead and dig in? So the first pizza is Pizzaiolo. Here's a couple of things to let you know as you take a bite and I'll kind of fill. But one, I have picked the wrong one, supposedly. The winner has been the opposite of my choice for like the last 3 weeks or something. So that's starting to be a thing. So I need your help to pick the right one tonight as Fien fouls back the 1-0 pitch. It's 1-1. Fien singled his first time up. Runner on second, one out, and it's a three-run Grizzlies lead here in the top of the third inning. Also, full disclosure, Pizzaiolo is maybe one of my favorite trucks in the Valley, and we've had it a couple of times at some of the Fresno State events as Fien fouls it off. I think I had it with you for the first time.
Yeah.
At one of the Fresno State coaches' shows in town,
yep.
But Mountain West champions this year, great baseball season for you guys. You're just finally, been a couple of weeks off, really, that's it.
A little bit of time off to kind of, you know, relax and reflect and move on to the next. But it was a really fun year, a lot of excitement, a lot of ups and downs, but we came out on top in the end.
1-2, fouled off by Fien. So strong start for Pizzaiolo?
Strong start. Pizzaiolo, okay. I'm a big fan.
I'm going to let you start to dig into Rizzo's Pizzeria, and I'm going to take a bite. I might let you, as you set it up, you tell me when you're ready, and then I'll let you take over for a minute. 1-2 to Fien with one away. Sprague Lott standing on second, and Cox pitch is bounced towards first. Fitzer backing up all the way under the outfield grass. Will field and throw to first. Cox covering, gets the out. Sprague Lott will move to third. And there are two away, but a runner on third now as Cameron Leary's coming to the plate. All right, tell me about the pizza.
Pizzaiolo. Hot start, hot honey. Big fan of the hot honey. Okay. The little peppers on there, also nice touch. It's spicy, but it's not overwhelming.
Couldn't agree more. The hot honey is a game changer, right? get a first little bite as the first pitch missed inside to Leary. 1-0. Leary hacking at the next one. One ball, one strike. All right, we got to speed up because there's two outs.
Yeah.
Why don't you dig in and tell me what you think of Rizzo's Pizzeria? Oh, thanks for pulling the slice out. I think this is one of my favorite ones. We've had a lot of good ones. 1-1 pitch. Leary flares it out into shallow right center. Hernandez going back, and he gloved it but couldn't squeeze it. It's going to fall in, and Leary races the second. Run is going to score. Oh, Hernandez almost made a great catch but could not hold it, and it's an RBI double for Cameron Leary. That was a flare out into right center, and I think Jackson Cox made the pitch he wanted to, but Hernandez just couldn't hold on to it. So it's 3-1, and now Pedro Pineda coming to the plate. All right, where are we at with Rizzo's Pizzeria?
You know, they're very different. I think Rizzo's Pizzeria, it's simple, it's classic, you can't go wrong.
First pitch in the dirt, Espinal recovers, throws, and it's late. Leary got a great jump on the ball in the dirt, and he'll take third base on the wild pitch. And so now Stockton could pull within a run if Pedro Pineda can come through with a hit. Yeah, very different changeup, right?
Yeah, very different. A little less pizzazz, but it's simple, it's not bad. But I'm more of a pizzazz person when it comes to my pizza. So I think I lean Pizzaiolo.
1-0 breaking ball in there. Pineda takes a strike, 1-1. And I'm with you. So I think we have the right one tonight. I think we have the one that the fans will pick as the winner, Pizzaiolo. But I will tell you, the hot honey and pepperoni combo right now might be my favorite thing in pizza, especially in Fresno.
Yeah. I'm not a honey person. I don't typically enjoy honey. Hot honey, on the other hand, especially on pizza, that is something I can get behind.
It changes pepperoni pizza. 1-2 pitch to Pineda. Curveball just off the plate. They're going to appeal. Bryce McCormick says no swing 2-2.
And pepperoni pizza is one of those things where you don't really need to change it. It's pepperoni pizza. You don't need to add anything, and it's still going to be good.
Yeah,
then hot honey came into the picture.
Right.
Everything changed.
Well, and the crust is solid. It's a very clean crust, if I can make that comment, fastball away. You don't taste the brick oven or anything
right.
like that, right? Like, it just tastes like the vehicle for the rest of the ingredients, which ties it together really well. 3-2 to Pineda. Payoff pitch with two outs. Cox deals. It's a curveball. Swung on and miss. And that is the inning. Holly Cascina, I think we picked a winner. Last thought, just what's it like seeing, like, Hot V and some of these other guys? I know Ben Newton is in the athletic system. Seeing them continue their baseball careers.
Well, I think it just goes to show how legitimate Fresno State baseball's program is. You know, we're not always going to Omaha every single year. We have a pretty fantastic Cinderella story there, but we have such a solid program and such a solid backing, and Bulldogs go on to be people and be like legit baseball players. So our program is something that builds that.
There's some guys celebrating in the major leagues right now, and then you also have the celebration of the 17 years ago, the championship, the national championship in Omaha. I'll celebrate your great first pitch. Fantastic.
Thank you.
And thanks for helping me pick a winner tonight.
Absolutely. We can have pizza together anytime.
That's Holly Cascina, the Fresno State SID. We'll be right back with Grizzlies baseball on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chansey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Get rev for Chick Chansey Gold 600,000. Rev up your summer truck and cash giveaway. Play daily to earn entries to win a weekly share of over $49,000 in cash prizes every Thursday and Friday. Then gear up for the grand finale drawing on Monday, September 1st, to drive away in a new Ford truck or over $36,000 in cash. Visit Chick Chansey soon and let the winning begin. Must be 21 or older to play. Grizzlies have a 3-1 lead as Stockton trims a little bit, and Jefferson Jean misses outside to Roynir Hernandez. 2-3-4 for the Grizzlies, due up in the bottom of the third. Hernandez doubled to get going in the first inning. Takes a big swing and a miss at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. As the velocity of Jefferson Jean might be the story of this game in the early innings. It's starting to tick back up. And the Grizzlies are going to have to figure out a way to put pressure on him. 1-1, he misses down low with an off-speed pitch. 2-2. He started out being somewhat crafty and just didn't have that big fastball. And the Grizzlies were hitting him in the first inning. Hernandez sprays a 94-mile-an-hour fastball back off to the left. And it's 2-2. Again, special thanks to Holly Cassina for coming in. A lot of fun stuff that we could talk about with Fresno State baseball, but came out to a great first pitch today, and you know, she got to see Tommy Hotvey, pretty exciting, and just a lot going on with the Fresno State program right now, and we're going to have some more fun with them in the coming weeks as the pitch misses away, 3-2. Just announced, too, in terms of first pitch, is Xavier Worthy, who's from Fresno, played in the Super Bowl with the Chiefs, will be out here in a little bit over a week. Fastball fouled off by Hernandez. Never know who you're going to see. We're trying to tell you as soon as we get confirmations and stuff, but Fresno's a great place. Valley's a great place. A lot of people coming back. 3-2 pitch to Hernandez. Fastball off the plate inside, and it's a leadoff walk to Roynir Hernandez. So that was where the trouble started for Jefferson Jean, a leadoff walk. That was to Hidalgo back in the first. Now Robert Calaz, who had the sacrifice fly that scored Hidalgo after Hernandez's double. First pitch from Jean as a breaking ball down and away. So Jean really struggling with command as well, and that has been one of his bugaboos. But it's that big fastball that neutralizes that at times. 1-0 pitch. And he misses high with a fastball, 94. Carlos Franco is going to run out there and gauge his pitcher's comfortability. Chuck Chancey Park offers the best gathering place in the Valley outdoors, from groups of 20 to 1,000. From the pool to the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, there are options for groups of any size, but we're running out of dates. Call 559-320-4487. Or visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/groups for more info. I jumped in the pool a couple weeks ago. There's only a handful of games where the pool is available still. Be sure to call and book your group today. 2-0 pitch to Calaz. Big swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and away. 2-1. Grizzlies scored 3 runs in the first. Calaz sacrifice fly, and then Derek Bernard's 2-run homer. Right now, the Bernard homer, the difference in this game. 2-1 pitch is inside off the plate at 94 from Jefferson Jean, 3-1. Jean's pitch count leveled out a little bit because of that real quick second inning. He was very efficient retiring the Grizzlies in order there. 3-1 pitch to Calaz, and that's a fastball on the outside part of the plate called strike. And it's full, 3-2. Hernandez leads off first. Nobody out in the third. Payoff pitch. There goes Hernandez. And it's a fastball in tight. That clipped him. Calaz hit by the pitch. And so 4 free passes issued by Gene. And I know my counterpart, Tim Fitzgerald, would circle the command as the issue. But he's trying to throw harder and now sacrificing maybe some of the command. We saw 3 passes haunt the Grizzlies last night, and tonight Fresno trying to capitalize on him. Blake Wright popped out to short his first time. We'll hit with 2 on and nobody out in the bottom of the third. Showing bunt, Gene delivers a breaking ball in the outside corner, called strike. A 2-run Fresno lead in the bottom of the third inning. Stockton has out-hit Fresno so far tonight, but the one big hit, as Fresno's power continuing to show up, right? Showing bunt again. 0-1 pitch is bounced foul. It was bounced behind the plate. Nobody saw where it went, right? Turned around and looked at the catcher, Franco, who kind of sprinted towards the mound. And so Wright took off towards first base. Cesar Galvez trying to get his third baseman to settle in the box. It's 0-2. And a pitch taken for a strike and then a failed bunt attempt. They take the bunt off for Wright here, trying to stay out of the double play and get the runners over. 0-2, and he pops it up foul, first base side. And that's up into the club level. Hernandez on second. Galaz on first. Nobody out in the third. Jean's 0-2 pitch to Wright. Fouled off. 93 in on the hands. Wright sends it back to the screen. Good weekend ahead against the Ports. It'll be emo night tomorrow night. Celebrating a lot of great music from the early 2000s. Saturday be Diversity and Inclusion Night, as well as Community Outreach Night presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 0-2, and Wright lifts one high into left center field. This will send Pacheco back. Backpedaling in front of the warning track will make the catch. His throw's going to second. Both runners tag in advance. So Pacheco tried to keep the double play in order, but the throw just too far away. He couldn't muster enough on it. And so Wright does advance the runners. That was a productive at-bat after all, as the Grizzlies trade the out for runners into scoring position. And Derek Bernard, who hit the two-run homer his last time, will come to the plate with two on and one out. Infield draws in for Stockton in a 3-1 Grizzlies lead. Gene's going to work out of the wind. First pitch to Bernard is cut on and missed. 94 down below the knees. 0-1. Outfield fairly deep. The left fielder, Leary, somewhat shallow and straightaway left. And he's still kind of back there, though. Just slightly more shallow. 0-1. Two-seamer tails off the plate away. One ball, one strike. Maybe that's what Gene was featuring more, a little bit more of the two-seamer in the early innings, trying to get more movement on it. 1-1 pitch to Bernard. Breaking ball, too low as he tried the outside corner. Down around the shins of Derek Bernard, 2-1. Chance to add some cushion to the Grizzlies' lead in the third for Derek Bernard, already a two-run homer tonight. 2-1 from Gene, and Bernard chops it off of his front foot, foul. And the count evens, two balls, two strikes. Stockton aiming to discourage Roynier Hernandez from going home on a ground ball. Robert Calaz runs well. He's off second. And now Bernard takes a timeout at the last second. Trying to avoid what could have been a pitch clock violation there. He was awfully close to getting in the box late and saw it just in time, used the timeout. Gene's 2-2. He winds and delivers, and Bernard skies one down the third base side, foul over the Stockton dugout, out of play. Two and two to Bernard. Gene out of the wind, delivers again, and Bernard pops this one foul behind the plate. That was 84. Just fought off overhead. This is a good at-bat for Derek Bernard, now just trying to win it. Come through with the big hit. 2-2 pitch from Gene. Winds and deals, and Bernard lays off a two-seamer up high. That was up around the letters, so the count is full to Bernard. Hernandez off third, Kolodziej second. One away in the bottom of the third. 3-1 Grizzlies lead. Payoff pitch. Gene gets his sign out of the wind. And Bernard swings and misses at a breaking ball down just below the zone for strike three. So two outs. And Kevin Fitzer will come to the plate after being hit by a pitch his first time. Lefty warming up for Stockton in their bullpen as Gene up over 55 pitches through 2 2/3. First pitch to Fitzer. Fastball just too high at 95. That one just thrown a little bit harder. Same sort of movement as that one in the 90s. Breaking ball cut on and missed. And he's trying to pair those two pitches up. He wants that two-seamer running in on a right-hander, and he wants the breaking ball running away. Just hasn't been consistent with it so far tonight. 1-1 pitch to Fitzer. Gene out of the wind, and Fitzer just a half swing, got a piece of it back to the screen. 1-2. Fastball, slider, fastball. We go back to the slider for the two-strike pitch. 1-2. Gene winds and delivers, and it's a fastball down low. 96. That was the hardest fastball of the night. Just below the knees of Fitzer. It's even, two balls, two strikes. Gene with a pitch and a base to work with here. First base open. The 2-2 to Fitzer. Gene deals, and it's popped up first base side. Running in is Fien in front of the Grizzlies' dugout. Will track it onto the dirt and make the catch. So the Grizzlies get runners on second and third with one out and cannot score them. And so an early missed opportunity as they leave two stranded. No runs, no hits in the inning. And through three, it's a 3-1 Grizzlies lead on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three. You're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Hey there, cool cats. Chuck Chancey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 shake, rattle, and win Mustang and cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chuck Chancey soon. Must be 21 or older to play. The Fresno Grizzlies have the lead. Start of the fourth inning at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno. Carlos Franco, Ali Camarillo, and Brian Andrade trying to continue some of the good work that the Ports hitters did against Jackson Cox in the third. Couple of doubles in that inning. Franco 0-for-1 will lead things off. He flew out to left field his first time. As Cox winds in, deals, first pitch is a fastball off the plate inside, ball one. Cox from the wind is 1-0 pitch, fastball on the inside corner, gets the call this time to Franco. One ball, one strike. Beautiful night here in Fresno. I tell you, the weather has been perfect. 1-1 off the plate away, two balls and a strike. Of course, it's warmer here in the Central Valley, but tell you, as soon as the sun goes down, it is a comfortable evening. 2-1 pitch, sharply hit on the ground to second and by a dive of Roynier Hernandez into right center field. Ball kind of tailing away. It was hit 101 miles an hour off the bat and just past the reach of Hernandez, who almost extinguished the threat for the Ports. Almost caught Cameron Leary's flare double out into right center that scored the run. That would have ended the inning, but couldn't squeeze it. Runner on. And nobody out for Ali Camarillo. Cox from the stretch. Ground ball to third. Wright fields it on a hop to Hernandez for one. The turn in time. Double play. Grizzlies are so good at that. And it starts with the pitch. That was tailor-made. And the Grizzlies go right around the horn. Third baseman Wright to second baseman Hernandez to first baseman Fitzer. And the leadoff single erased as Brian Andrade will hit with two outs and nobody on. A 3-1 Grizzlies lead here in the fourth. Fastball over for strike one, 0-1. I think this is probably the end of the line for Cox no matter what, at least this inning. 0-1 pitch is tattooed out in the left center field, but it's going to hang up. Derek Bernard into the gap, cruises to his left and makes the catch. And ends the inning. So if it is the end of the night, a good start for Cox. 59 pitches, and he only allows the one run. A solid outing on this Thursday night. Just one hit in this inning, and the Grizzlies maintain the 3-1 lead. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth, where Fresno has a 3-1 lead on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network and 790 AM ESPN Fresno.
If you're craving something different, there's great news. Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Uishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy Jace has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a fun, interactive meal at J-Pot with hot pot and Chinese skewers, and grab a refreshing boba from JT inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable with Lynn's Restaurant Group. Visit lynnsrestaurantgroup.com to learn more.
Hey Fresno, Chris Swart out here, operating partner, Jack's Car Wash Companies, located on the southwest corner of Cedar and Shepherd. Don't miss out on this winning combo.
That's right, Jack's Car Wash has a brand new Pepsi and Coke soda fountain, plus a new Keurig coffee station featuring your favorite national brands. Plus, Jack's full detailing is backed by popular demand. Schedule yours today by calling 435-7335.
Jack's Car Wash and ESPN Fresno, the double play of a great car wash and a great broadcast.
Three to one, the Grizzlies have the lead. And in the bottom of the fourth inning, the bottom third of the lineup, Jacob Hinderleiter, Yaker Reyes, and Alan Espinal will face Stockton starter Jefferson Jean. Grizzlies have scored for the first time this year against Jean in his third start against the Grizzlies as he misses high with a fastball to Jacob Hinderleiter. Hinderleiter struck out his first time. It was to end that first inning. Jean winds and deals, and a fastball tipped in and out of the glove of Carlos Franco. One ball, one strike. Grizzlies have just two hits. A double by Roynier Hernandez that put a runner into scoring position, and then the two-run homer for Derek Bernard that scored Hernandez. They scored three runs. The 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball that Hinderleiter hit a cue shot of. I think that bounced off of Carlos Franco, and he's wandering behind home plate. Finally hunched over and making his way towards the stands. Javier Godard finally pops up out of the dugout, as does the trainer, Adriana Merrick. If that ball hit, and I didn't catch it at first glance, but the way that Franco is kind of gesturing, if that ball hit him off of the foul tip by Hinderleiter, it rolled 85 feet up the first baseline off of him. So that could not have felt good. But Godard and Merrick seemed to be fine. Jefferson Jean threw the ball to Franco, thinking that he was going to get a new baseball, started to walk around, and was surprised when Franco fired it right back at him. Got caught off guard a little bit. So the catcher's okay. We're back at it. 1-2 pitch to Hinderleiter is a fastball just up at 93. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A lot of fun stuff on tap. Heading into July 4th weekend next weekend. 2-2 pitch, slider off the plate. Franco presented that well. But just off the plate. Payoff pitch, and this one's off the plate inside by a lot. Ball 4, leadoff walk. Third time Jefferson Jean has done that. In what is now his beginning his fourth inning, so that will restart the Stockton bullpen. Gene up at 66 pitches as Yaker Reyes comes to the plate, who just retired on a soft ground ball. His first time up. 0 for 1. Hinderleiter leads off first. Gene's first pitch is bounced foul behind Reyes into the Grizzlies dugout, rattles around down there. A lot of the roving instructors in town this week from the Colorado Rockies. See Michael Ramirez, one of the hitting coaches down there. 0-1 pitch to Reyes. Gene slings a fastball inside off the plate. Ball one. But former Grizzlies manager, now the catching instructor for the Colorado Rockies, Steve Solis, is here this week. 1-1 pitch. And Reyes chops it off at his feet, 1-2. Was the Grizzlies manager the last couple of seasons, and the new manager, Cesar Galvez, was his bench coach. So he's been back. Of course, he has a bunch of ties. Not just to Fresno, but even new bench coach, Dave Keller. Steve Solis played for Dave Keller in his minor league career. 1-2 pitch coming from Gene is off the plate away. 2-2. Well, all that just to say a precursor. Going to get a chance to catch up with Steve Solis, see how he's doing on In the Den on Monday afternoon. 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and away to Reyes, and count runs full, 3-2. And if that's not reason enough to catch up on old friends, I'm also going to talk with Tommy Hopvey and catch up with the utility guy. One of the reasons we talked to Holly Casino today. 3-2 pitch. Runner bluffs, and the pitch is down low. Ball 4. So Gene has walked 2 to start this fourth inning, and I think that the Stockton lefty is ready to go. I think that's Riley Hugie out there. He has not really been throwing. He's standing on the mound. He kind of gestured to his catcher out there. Okay, I'll throw one now. But Alan Espinal is coming to the plate. And out is the pitching coach, Jim Gott. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. So telling you, there's a bunch of stuff going on right now and coming up this week. So Monday in the Den, it got to come out this weekend, of course. Emo night tomorrow night, diversity inclusion night, community outreach night on Saturday, bubble night on Sunday evening. Plus, you can play catch on the field before the game. Monday, we have In the Den. Grizzlies will be gone Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then they're home for the next 9 games, starting with 4th of July. Want to make sure you get your tickets for that. And then the following weekend, the 11th through the 13th is Lowriders weekend. So that'll be fun. Alan Espinal at the plate. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Grizzlies leading 3-1. Jefferson Jean has walked the first two batters in the inning. Espinal showing bunt, and it's a good one. Up the third baseline, Sprague Lott fields it smoothly and throws to Andrade, the second baseman covering. But that was a perfect bunt by Espinal. Gets the runners up to second and third, and he's greeted with a hero's welcome in the dugout. Yes, he executed that to a T. So Stockton will draw the infield in already the third time tonight. As Kelvin Hidalgo will come to the plate. First pitch from Gene. It's popped up sky high on the infield. Foul territory. It's Sprague Lott down by the coach's box at third base. Will reach back and make the catch. And that lets some of the air out of the rally for the second straight inning. Grizzlies have runners on second and third with one out. And that quickly turns to second and third with two out. Roynier Hernandez has reached twice, a double and a walk. And he takes a hack at a first pitch and slices it into the second deck out of play. Oh, one to Hernandez. Gene winds and deals, and Hernandez lines this into left field. It fades foul. Just beyond the Stockton bullpen. That was ticketed for two more runs for the Grizzlies. I mean, a single is going to score Yaker Reyes with his excellent speed. Anything to the outfield gets him home. Hinderleiter obviously coming home with two outs, but it's 0-2 now as Gina has gotten ahead, trying to navigate past those two walks to start the inning. Just like he got in trouble in the third. 0-2 is high. With a fastball, 94. One ball, two strikes. Jefferson Gene winds and deals. 1-2, Hernandez reaches out and fights it foul. Tell you what, Reinier, when he swings, with the way his stance is a little bit more closed, something you see less and less, it sure seems like he kicks his back foot, his left foot, back towards the dugout. 1-2 pitch. Gene deals again. This ball sprayed down into left field. They're waving around Reyes. Leary's throw cut off, and it's a two-run single for Reinier Hernandez. Reinier is cooking. He had three hits last night with a couple of RBI. Two hits tonight and two RBI that will chase Jefferson Jean from this game. Grizzlies extend the lead. It's 5-1 Fresno. New pitcher coming in. We'll tell you about him when we come back on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, the original, a true family-run restaurant serving slow-roasted certified Angus prime rib, hand-cut steaks, and the freshest seafood since 69, a winning tradition. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood is now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, so you'll never strike out on a great meal. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, a Valley dining tradition, because when it comes to great food and family, they always hit it out of the park.
For projects of any size, residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural, Pacific Steel Supply guarantees to match or beat any competitor's price by an additional 10% on all top quality steel materials, metal roofing, and components. They'll help you save time and money with their 24/7 service, fast delivery, and the most competitive pricing in the industry. Get started today with a free quote from Pacific Steel Supply in Fresno on Ashland and Parkway, just off Highway 99, or online at pacificsteelsupply.com.
No matter the time, morning, noon, or night, Black Bear Diner in Fresno has you covered. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner served all day just the way you like it. At Black Bear Diner in Fresno, you can count on them serving up hearty portions that satisfy even the hungriest appetites. Plus, the little Cubs can enjoy their brand new Cubs Corner, too. So gather your family and friends, bring your appetite, and make it a meal to remember at Black Bear Diner in Fresno, corner of Shaw and Martin.
Black Bear Diner.
Riley Hughie will be the new pitcher for Stockton, taking over for Jefferson Jean. And the Grizzlies hit Hughie well in Stockton as the first pitch swung on and missed by Robert Kalaj. Randy Hernandez, the runner on first, a two-run single has opened the Grizzlies' lead up to 5-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Kalaj, sacrifice fly and hit by a pitch, takes a floater up high from Hughie. 1-1. In all, Hughie this year, 1-2 with a 6.08 ERA. 1-for-3 in save opportunities, and the Grizzlies, like I said, got to him in Stockton. He throws a breaking ball down and in, and Kalaj is tied up on 1-2. I believe Hughie suffered both of the losses that Stockton had at home against the Grizzlies. 1-2 pitch to Kalaj. Hughie stares at Hernandez and delivers. It's in the dirt. Good block. The appeal, a check swing from Kalaj. He was able to hold up, says Bryce McCormick on the bases. Yeah, Hughie lost Tuesday and Thursday. Grizzlies won 10-6 and 6-3. He did come back on later in that series to get some work in. 2-2, Hernandez picked off, and the throw from Fiennes high, but Andrade is going to slap the tag down and get Hernandez on a pickoff to end the inning. But the Grizzlies get two runs. RBI single by Roynir Hernandez plates both, and Fresno has a 5-1 lead. Just one hit in the inning, and the Grizzlies are up 5-1 on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network.
Are you tired of waiting forever for your prescriptions? Grizzly Pharmacy is here to tame your healthcare needs. We fill most prescriptions in 15 minutes or less. We're always accepting new patients and enjoy free delivery to your home or workplace in Fresno or Clovis. Our expert pharmacists provide personalized consultations, therapy management, and COVID-19 testing. We accept all major insurances, including Medi-Cal, Blue Cross, and Optum Rx. Visit grizzlypharmacy.com/Fresno.
Craving something different? Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Oishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy J's has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a hot pot experience at J-Pot and top it off with boba from JT Inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable. Visit LynnsRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Junk is gone for good with everyday junk removal. If it's junk, they'll take it off your hands. Furniture, mattresses, appliances, construction debris, and so much more. Plus, dumpster rental is available too. Licensed, insured, and backed by Google 5-star reviews, everyday junk removal makes cleanup easy and hassle-free. And for a limited time, receive $20 off a half load or more. Get a free quote today by calling Everyday Junk Removal at 559-408-9132 or online at everydayjunkremoval.com. They'll get the job done.
Jackson Cox night is done as we start the fifth, but it's all right. Zach Morris makes his Grizzlies debut, and he misses down low. So the new southpaw for the Fresno Grizzlies just added today. Misses with the first pitch to Tommy Takeyoshi, switch hitter batting right-handed. The 1-0 pitch, and Takeyoshi lifts one in to left field. Derek Bernard into left center, moves to his left and makes the catch for out number one. So that's a good start for Morris, who started the year in the Frontier League with the Mississippi Mud Monsters and then was signed by the Colorado Rockies on June 13th. Started in the Arizona Complex League where he was really good in three games. 1-0 with a 1.5 ERA. Misses outside with the first pitch to Carlos Pacheco. Pacheco grounded out to second his first time up as Morris misses outside. Two balls in, no strikes. Jackson Cox, four innings, gave up just the one run, struck out three, didn't walk anybody. That was big. And scattered five hits, 2-0 pitch. Morris missing away with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Three balls, no strikes. Morris, 24 years old, 6'3", 225 pounds, originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. And finished up at TCU. He finishes a four-pitch walk after retiring Takeyoshi on just a couple of pitches. Pacheco aboard, one out, one on for Jared Sprague-Lott. So from Arkansas was an Arkansas Razorback for a few seasons. Then 1 year at TCU. And then finally with the Rockies this spring after the Mississippi Mud Monsters. As Morris delivers the fastball on the outside corner for a strike, it's 0-1. But he fills a couple of big needs. First of all, he's the pitcher. And the Grizzlies have had a litany of injuries to their both rotation and bullpen. Breaking ball in the dirt. Espinal smothers it. Taking for a ball to Sprague-Lott, 1-1. Sprague-Lott, 1-for-2, doubled and scored. Stockton's only run back in the third inning. But a corresponding move. Remember, Luke Taggart called up on Sunday. Fidel Ulloa put on the IL yesterday, right before the game. 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses in. Two balls and a strike. And actually, Ulloa, who's announced today, it was retroactive to yesterday that he was placed on the IL. And so he joins Luke Jewett down in Arizona right now. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup from Morris. And it's 2-2. And so the other thing that Zach Morris fills for the Grizzlies is a left-handed reliever. Just Justin Lohr and Felix Ramirez out in the bullpen right now. 2-2 pitch. Morris kicks and deals, and this is bounced to third, foul, where Javier Godard, the Stockton manager, stabbed it and flipped it to one of his players. 5-1 Fresno. We're in the top of the fifth now. Jackson Cox, four strong outings. We'll turn it over to the debuting Zach Morris. One out, one on. 2-2 pitch. Sprague-Lott takes a fastball high. Just above the belt. And it's 3-2. So you got to believe Morris in pretty good shape, having pitched in the Frontier League for a few games. 3-2 pitch. He delivers, and Sprague-Lott lifts one deep into center field. Reyes backing up a few feet in front of the warning track. Runner's going to tag. The throw is on the mark, and the tag is in time. No, Hernandez dropped it. Bryce McCormick signaled out. Javier Godard was getting ready to sprint to second to argue, and that ball came out late. And so up to second, just barely, is the runner Pacheco. So two away, and Dylan Fien will hit. Batting from the right side against the lefty Morris. Reyes made a good throw there. This is chopped to short. Backing up Hidalgo, gets a tough hop, will unload to first, and that is in time. Fitzer holds the bag, and Morris has a scoreless Grizzlies debut. Just the walk and the runner left on. We will head now to the bottom of the fifth. Fresno holds a 5-1 lead on the Ports. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Riley Hughie will get a clean inning with nobody on base after he picked off Roynier Hernandez upon coming in. And we're in the bottom of the fifth, where the Grizzlies lead the Ports 5-1. Robert Kalas, Blake Wright, and Derek Bernard. And Kalas is going to get a pitch clock violation, I believe, before. Nope, did he call? Kalas used his timeout. He was starting to get the pitch clock violation called on him, and he just said timeout. He'll swing at the first pitch and foul it off up on the roof. 0-1. Kalas, sacrifice fly, hit by a pitch. He was at the plate when Hernandez was caught. Hughie's offering queued up the first baseline. That ball took a hard right turn in front of the bag, goes foul. O-2 pitch. Hughie will work out of the stretch. And his offering to Kalas is down and in. 1-2. One-two pitch off the plate. 2-2. Two-run homer by Derek Bernard. Got the Grizzlies going in the first, and Kalas scalds one to third. Sprague Lott almost picked it. He recovers, throws the first, not in time. Head-first dive from Kalas, beat it out. That was a missile to third base, and how Jared Sprague Lott even got a glove on that one. It was hit 115 miles an hour. How Sprague Lott even touched it is amazing. And he almost recovered to make the throw. So the Grizzlies will have the leadoff batter aboard. Kalas hustling so hard, that his belt exploded upon diving into the first base bag. I mean, that was just an all-around hard hustle play. So the leadoff guy aboard. Grizzlies have had the leadoff guy aboard in four of their five innings. Blake Wright to the plate. He grounds one to third. This one much softer at Sprague Lott, who goes to second for one. And the turn by Andrade in time. Double play as all that quickly gets erased. And Stockton has been handling defensively some of those same plays that the Grizzlies have made look so routine this year. So the Ports have been step for step with Fresno on that. Two outs, nobody on. Derek Bernard, one for two, that two-run homer. And he'll come to the plate, shows bunt, takes a strike. 0-1. Bernard's two-run homer, and then Roynier Hernandez, after the Grizzlies were up 3-0. Roynier Hernandez hit a two-run single. Bernard bloops one to first on a bounce, actually, to Fien, who will field and step on the base and end the inning. So pretty quick fifth. Grizzlies did have a hit, but nothing else. And we are through five. It is a 5-1 Grizzlies lead on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Five to one, Fresno. We're in the sixth here at Chick Chansey Park. Cameron Leary will lead it off, followed by Pedro Pineda and Carlos Franco. Second inning of work for Zach Morris, making his Grizzlies debut. And Leary drives one deep into right center field. Kalaz at the wall. Kalaz leaps up and makes the catch, slamming into the wall. Robert Kalaz takes away extra bases at the deepest part of the park. That ball was hammered into the power alley in right center, and Robert Kalaz goes all the way out there and makes a terrific catch. The hustle from Robert Kalaz, and I'll tell you what, he glides so effortlessly, it doesn't look like he is running hard. First pitch strike to Pedro Pineda on the outside corner. It's 0-1. But it's so fun to watch him because it's effortless. 0-1 up and away, one ball, one strike. And I mean that to say it looks effortless, but he is really skilled, and the speed, I think, is so underrated. 1-1 pitch from Morris to Pedro Pineda as a breaking ball settles in on the outside corner. Called strike, 1-2. Morris pitched 17 innings for the Mississippi Mud Monsters this year. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball just off the plate. He had 29 strikeouts. No, sorry, he had 30 strikeouts in those 17 innings. Didn't get a lot of run support, it looked like, though. Pitch bounce foul. Fastball in the low 90s, got that big breaking ball. That was a changeup there that I think can be a strikeout pitch. 2-2 pitch. Morris winds and delivers, and Pineda bounces a curveball foul up the third baseline. Count remains 2-2. 5-1 Fresno. We're in the top of the sixth. Grizzlies put a beating on the Ports on Tuesday, and then Stockton returned the favor last night. 2-2 pitch, lined to third, just above the glove of Wright and into left field. Blake Wright leaped up to his left, reached out, but could not grab it. And Pedro Pineda has his second hit of the night. 2-for-3 as Carlos Franco will come to the plate. Franco one hit and two at-bats. Singling against Jackson Cox. Before being erased on a double play. One out, one on here in the sixth. As Morris trying to chew up some innings in his Grizzlies debut. First pitch to Franco. Good changeup, right? Over the heart of the plate to get ahead 0-1. Stockton has out-hit the Grizzlies. That's their sixth hit off the bat of Pineda. Grizzlies just with four hits. Morris will step and throw over to first. But as I was saying earlier, Morris feeling a need because a lot of the relievers, a lot of the high-leverage guys on the IL right now, Luke Jewett, Fidel Ulloa, both out. Nathan Blasic threw an inning last night just to get some work in. I believe he'll be available tonight as Morris misses down and in. But you think about then the promotion of LeBaron Johnson, Brody Brecht on the IL, although he did make a start yesterday in the Arizona Complex League. That has forced Everett Catlett, Fisher Jamison into the rotation. Fastball on the inside corner, called strike. And Morris ahead of Franco now, 1-2. One away, and a runner on first here in the sixth for Stockton. They trail by four. Morris, 1-2 pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss. Got him. First Grizzly strikeout for Zach Morris. And there's two away for Ali Camarillo. Camarillo hit into a double play his last time. Also struck out. He's 0-for-2. And a first pitch curveball over for strike one. A 1-1 pitch. Morris a long pause looking over at Pineda. Now kicks in, delivers, and this is tap foul. Breaking ball bounced into the Stockton dugout. Owen 2. A 2 pitch from Morris. Swing and a miss. High fastball. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for Morris, who says, wherever there's trouble, that's where I'll be. In his Grizzlies debut, two scoreless innings for the Southpaw. And he preserves a 5-1 Grizzlies lead. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. Fresno leads 5-1 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday. Thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
5-1 Fresno. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning at Chick Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. Tim Slank with you on a perfect evening here in the Central Valley. A lot of one-sided games to start this series, and it's flip-flopped as Kevin Fitzer, Jacob Hinderleiter, and Yaker Reyes going to try and add to a four-run lead. Riley Huge has done a good job since coming on in relief, and he gets ahead with a first-pitch strike. Huge came on for Jefferson Jean, who exited with two outs in the fourth. 0-1 pitch to Fitzer is bounced to short, charging in Camarillo. A slick fielding shortstop gloves it somewhere at his waist, charging in and fields and throws out Fitzer for the first down in the sixth. Jean, 3 2/3, 3 hits, 5 runs, walked 4, hit 2, and struck out 1 in free passes. Just the same way they were a problem for the Grizzlies last night. Problem for Jefferson Jean, who had not given up a run to the Grizzlies this year in his previous two starts. Jacob Hinderleiter swings at the first pitch and pops it up towards the second deck. That'll get to the Kodiak Club. 0-1 to Hinderleiter. Hugie deals a fastball off the plate. 1-1. I didn't tell you before, but the pitching change that brought Hugie in the fifth, brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the plumbing experts Fresno has trusted for over 90 years. Open 24-7 with no weekend fees. Trust the folks at Roto-Rooter. Swing and a miss by Hinderleiter. And it's 1-2. Grizzlies DH tonight. Looked pretty smooth back over at third. He played there a little bit at Davidson and Clemson. Played a little bit of first base. Fastball right down the middle. Called strike 3. It was right at the knees. A perfect spot by Hugie. And Hinderleiter goes down looking. There's 2 outs in the sixth for Yaker Reyes. Nobody up in either bullpen. And so both teams had to kind of churn through their pitchers the last couple of nights. Looking for guys who can get outs. Reyes takes a breaking ball off the plate away. 1-0. Reyes walked and scored in his last plate appearance, but back in the fourth. Grounded out to short in the second. Hugie delivers a fastball swing and a miss by Reyes. 94 miles an hour, down but over the plate. 1-1. 5-1 Grizzlies. We're in the last of the sixth. 1-1 from Hugie, and this time it's a changeup. Same idea from Hugie, diving down and in, though, to Reyes. Got a swing and a miss at the fastball, gets another one at the changeup. 1-2. 2 outs in the sixth. Hugie, the best he has looked against the Grizzlies this year. His 1-2 breaking ball off the plate away, and it's 2-2. And the fastball just below the knees. This time Reyes takes. Hugie, just a third of an inning in that first game, that Tuesday game in Stockton. Gave up 5 runs, and he struggled with his command. Payoff pitch to Reyes. Down low, 4. They appeal, but Rice McCormick says no swing. So that's the first walk issued by Hugie tonight. I was going to say he has not looked like he has had command problems, and most of those pitches were competitive. A couple of borderline pitches that were rightfully called balls, but just outside of the zone. And then Reyes finally earns the walk. Here's Alan Espinal, 0-2. And there goes Reyes. Good jump. Pitch down and in. Franco has no shot, and Reyes steals second. Yaker Reyes has 21 steals on the season, and he's into scoring position with 2 outs in the sixth. And now a chance for Alan Espinal to add to the 5-1 lead. One-oh pitch. to Espinal. There goes Reyes again. It's a called strike. Franco couldn't get it out of his glove, and Reyes steals third. Make it 22. Stealing bases and fighting stains, both take speed and power. Use Tide Power Pods to keep your gear fresh all season long. Grab your Tide products at your local Smart and Final, proud partner of the Fresno Grizzlies. 1-1 to Espinal. Hugie delivers, and Espinal checks. Espinal could not hold up. Patrick McMorris handled it himself, said, yeah, he swung. 1-2. Reyes off third with two outs in the sixth. Hugie's pitch is down and in to Espinal. Fastball over the inside corner of the plate, but really low. Two balls, two strikes. Espinal had a great sacrifice bunt. I said he was 0 for 2. He's 0 for 1. Swinging and a miss there, and now 0 for 2 as he goes down on strikes. Hugie with a couple of Ks in the sixth. Keeps the Grizzlies from adding to their lead. Reyes stranded on third to end the inning. We are through six at beautiful Chick Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. 5-1 Grizzlies lead on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chansey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Zach Morris coming on for his third inning of relief. Brian Andrade, Tommy Takeyoshi, and Carlos Pacheco. Bottom third of the lineup, and Andrade swinging at the first pitch. Pops it up down the right field line. Kalaz long run will call off Fitzer. And Kalaz coming in makes the catch. As Zach Morris continuing a solid outing in relief of Jackson Cox. So one out. And Tommy Takeyoshi, who was the first guy to face Morris, flew out to left field his first time up, will come to the plate again. One out in the top of the seventh, 5-1 Fresno. Morris over the head with his hands, winds and delivers outside changeup to Takeyoshi. One ball, no strikes. Four-run Grizzly lead in the seventh. They had the three-run first and two runs in the fourth. 1-0 pitch. Fastball out and off the plate, way off the plate. Two balls, no strikes to Takeyoshi, batting right-handed. Jackson Cox, four innings, just one run surrendered, and Zach Morris has been good for the last two as he gets Takeyoshi to chase a pitch off the plate, fouled back to the screen, 2-1. Grizzlies got going in the first. Kalaz sacrifice fly with runners on second and third. Then Derek Bernard's two-run homer. 2-1 pitch. Takeyoshi chops it foul up around the Stockton dugout. And they count even. Two balls, two strikes. And then Roynir Hernandez, who had doubled in that first inning to set up the sac fly, came through with a two-run single in the fourth inning after a couple of walks. It was a two-out single as well. Morris 2-2 to Takeyoshi. He winds in, delivers, and Takeyoshi takes a breaking ball called strike three. Third strikeout for Morris, and oh, he's fancy. Got him looking with the curveball. Perfect spot up and away. Right on the edge. So two outs now. And here is Carlos Pacheco, 0-for-1 with a walk, and he'll take a first pitch breaking ball for strike one. And the pitch, fastball at the knees for a called strike. 0-2 pitch. Morris to get through a third inning of relief. His 0-2 curveball just off the plate. That was low. But just outside as well. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 pitch. Morris from the line. Puts a changeup in the dirt. Espinal smothers. Two balls, two strikes. So plenty of room to work with, trying to get Pacheco to chase. Pacheco earned a walk back in the fifth. Wanted two guys to reach against Morris. The 2-2 pitch. Morris from the line. Fastball chased up and out of the zone. Four strikeouts for Zach Morris. He was a strikeout artist in the Frontier League, and he has brought that to Fresno. He works a clean seventh inning. He's tossed three scoreless, and the Grizzlies at the stretch have a 5-1 lead. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, the original, a true family-run restaurant serving slow-roasted certified Angus prime rib, hand-cut steaks, and the freshest seafood since 69, a winning tradition. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood is now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, so you'll never strike out on a great meal. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, a Valley dining tradition, because when it comes to great food and family, they always hit it out of the park.
For projects of any size, residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural, Pacific Steel Supply guarantees to match or beat any competitor's price by an additional 10% on all top-quality steel materials, metal roofing, and components. They'll help you save time and money with their 24/7 service, fast delivery, and the most competitive pricing in the industry. Get started today with a free quote from Pacific Steel Supply in Fresno on Ashland and Parkway, just off Highway 99, or online at PacificSteelSupply.com.
No matter the time, morning, noon, or night, Black Bear Diner in Fresno has you covered. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner served all day just the way you like it. At Black Bear Diner in Fresno, you can count on them serving up hearty portions that satisfy even the hungriest appetites. Plus, the little Cubs can enjoy their brand new Cubs Corner, too. So gather your family and friends, bring your appetite, and make it a meal to remember at Black Bear Diner in Fresno, corner of Shaw and Marty.
Black Bear Diner.
Time for the Grizzlies lineup to hit in the bottom of the seventh against Riley Hughey, the reliever that came on in the fourth inning. Still out there for Stockton in a 5-1 Grizzlies lead. Hughey has not surrendered a run, hardly allowed a base runner, a hit and a walk scattered across his 2 1/3. He picked off Roynir Hernandez, the one base runner who was left on. First pitch outside. Now Hidalgo sprays a hard line drive at the right fielder Pineda, who charges in a bit to his left to make the catch. And Hidalgo 0-for-3, despite the leadoff walk in which he scored to start the ballgame. So one out and nobody on as Roynir Hernandez will come to the plate. Roynir Hernandez has reached all three times he's been on base. Chops this one up the middle. Andrade behind the bag at second, throws just in time. to get Hernandez, and he's finally kept off base. But 2 for 3 with 2 RBI and a run scored as he heads back to the dugout. And there's quickly 2 outs as Riley Hugie has done a great job for the Ports tonight to steady their ship. Now Robert Kalaz, 1 for 1. Sack fly and a hit by a pitch. He'll take a strike on the inside corner. So Kalaz starting to sneak his average up there, 256. Just starting to put together some good games. Not necessarily the power numbers as he chops one up the third baseline. Big hop for Sprague Lott, who barehands it and throws to first and had to get Kalaz and end the inning. Riley Hugie had to throw a handful of pitches in the seventh and cuts down the Grizzlies in order. 5-1 Fresno. Zach Morris going back out there for his fourth inning. Grizzlies lead it on 790 AM ESPN Fresno and the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Are you tired of waiting forever for your prescriptions? Grizzly Pharmacy is here to tame your healthcare needs. We fill most prescriptions in 15 minutes or less. We're always accepting new patients and enjoy free delivery to your home or workplace in Fresno or Clovis. Our expert pharmacists provide personalized consultations, therapy management, and COVID-19 testing. We accept all major insurances, including Medi-Cal, Blue Cross, and Optum Rx. Visit grizzlypharmacy.com/Fresno.
Craving something different? Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Oishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy J's has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a hot pot experience at J-Pot and top it off with boba from JT Inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable. Visit LynnsRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Eighth inning now, and Zach Morris, making his Grizzlies debut, will start his fourth inning of relief, facing the top of the Stockton order with a 5-1 lead for Fresno. Jared Sprague Lott stands in, takes strike one. Curveball bends in, and this has been a great start for Morris, introducing himself to Grizzlies fans. 0-1 pitch. Morris winds in, deals, and Sprague Lott chases. Could not hold up on a nasty changeup, diving down and away. Morris came on to start the fifth. He struck out 4 in 3 innings, allowed 1 hit and 1 walk. 0-2 pitch. Morris winds and deals, and this is lifted into left center field. Long run. It's Bernard coming in, and he cuts in front of Reyes for the catch and the out. Jared Sprague Lott, 1 for 4 tonight. Dylan Fien will come to the plate. Right-hand hitter, 1 for 3 tonight after a 4-hit night last night. He takes a strike from Morris on the outside corner. 0-1. Grounded out to short in his one at bat against Morris. 0-1 pitch is lifted down the right field line, foul, and up onto the concourse. It hit the front, the top of the concourse in the lower bowl, skipped off of the second deck, and then bounce back into the lower bowl. Morris winds in, deals. 0-2 pitch grounded up the third baseline, foul. And Fien just missed an extra base hit. He's up near 270, just at shade under at 269. He's been hitting the Grizzlies well this week. 0-2 pitch from Morris. Fastball bounced up the middle. Hidalgo ranging to his left. Got a tough hop. Corrals it and throws in time to get Fien. Hidalgo threw out Fien last time. Had to deal with a big bouncing ball that tried to jet off into center field. So two away and Cameron Leary to the plate. Leary flew out to right field his first time up. Morris winds in, deals first pitch. Fouled back to the screen, 0-1.5-1 Grizzlies. We're in the top of the eighth. Morris deals, and this is lined. A low line drive right over the head of Roynier Hernandez into right center for a two-out hit. Cameron Leary squared that one up. That was over the middle of the plate. And Leary ripped it into right center. Two outs for Pedro Pineda. Morris first pitch, breaking ball. Up into the sweet level. And it works its way back down, 0-1. Leary leads off first. Grizzlies have Felix Ramirez warming down the line. Morris misses up and away. What a debut for Zach Morris. I think this is his 50th pitch. 1-1 to Pineda. Kicks and deals, and it's a curveball line to second past the reach of Hernandez. That thing curled away as that was hit hard, 102 miles an hour. It was a good pitch up in the zone, and it kind of hung, I guess. It was a speed pitch. And so back-to-back hits. Pineda has a three-hit night, 3-for-4 for Pedro Pineda. And Carlos Franco will be the batter, 1-for-3. Stockton starting to make things interesting. Tying run in the on-deck circle as Morris stepped off. But still a 5-1 Grizzlies lead. Morris has been excellent through 3 2/3, now just trying to get out of this eighth. His first pitch, Franco chops it up the third base side, foul. Up around the Stockton dugout, and it's 0-1. Grizzlies scored 3 runs in the first, and that has felt like it made all the difference tonight. 0-1 pitch. Morris delivers a breaking ball grounded to behind the bag at second. Hidalgo flipped, and Hernandez couldn't squeeze it. Pineda safe at second. It went right off of the glove of Roynier Hernandez. And that will be up to the official scorer exactly how that one goes down. The bases are now loaded, and the tying run at the plate for Stockton is Ali Camarillo will come to the plate. He's 0-for-3. It is ruled an error. That puts Franco aboard. First pitch from Morris. Lifted into left field. Bernard not going to get there. It drops down. 2 runs are going to score. And Stockton has cut the deficit to 2 runs. Right in half with the 2-run single by Ali Camarillo. Both of those runs will be unearned. But Stockton has made it 5-3. Now Jerry Sullivan, the pitching coach, will come for a mound visit. Morris is doing a good job. But 4 balls put in play that the Grizzlies just couldn't convert. 2 singles, the error, and then a bloop out into left field. The error was given to Hidalgo. as Jerry Sullivan chatting. The Grizzlies now have a righty warming up. That looks like Brady Hill. It was Felix Ramirez for a while. Oh, no, sorry, that's Tyler Hampu. So it's first and second. Tying run now aboard for Stockton as they have kept it close since the fourth. And now things getting interesting with Brian Andrade at the plate. He's 0 for 3. Grounded out to third, flew out to left, flew out to right. Morris's first pitch. Bounce up the third base line, foul. It's 0-1. Zach Morris came on in the fifth. And Morris was good both in the fifth and the sixth. And even better in the seventh, a 1-2-3 inning. 0-1 pitch. Morris, breaking ball down low. One ball, one strike to Andrade. Two away in the eighth. Stockton with the tying run aboard. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Changeup spiked over the plate. Espinal able to keep the runners put. Two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch. Morris from the belt kicks and deals, and this is grounded sharply to second. Hernandez knocks it down, picks it back up, and throws to first to get the out and end the inning. But Stockton has cut the Grizzlies' lead in half. They had three hits in the inning, capitalized on an error, and scored two runs. It's 5-3. Fresno, new pitcher for Stockton coming in. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Bottom of the eighth, Fresno's cushion has been worn down, and it's 5-3. Grizzlies lead, which was 4, down to 2. And now Alejandro Manzano will take over for Riley Hughie. Hughie went 3 1/3, didn't surrender a run. He was excellent and kept Stockton within striking distance. And now the Ports will bring in the guy who has been most often their closer. 4 saves this year, 1-3 with a 3.15 ERA. And the most used reliever, this is his 22nd appearance of the season. Wright, Bernard, and Fitzer do up for the Grizzlies. As this pitching change, courtesy of Roto Rooter. Blake Wright grounds the first ball he sees down to short. Camarillo bobbled it, recovers, and throws in time to get Wright. Seen a couple of hard ground balls tonight that have been hard to pick up cleanly. But the defense has recovered for the most part, so Wright retired. That pitching change courtesy of Roto Rooter. The plumbing experts Fresno has trusted for over 90 years. Open 24-7 with no weekend fees. Trust the folks at Roto Rooter. Derek Bernard will be the batter. 1-3, 2-run homer. Back in the first. And he takes outside from Manzano. Called strike 0-1. Manzano, 32 strikeouts in 34 innings. He does give up hits. as he skips a slider down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. One pitch. Bernard chases off the plate away. 1-2. 5-3, Fresno, bottom of the eighth. Tyler Hampu was warming up in the Grizzlies' bullpen, and I think he has resumed. One-two pitch coming from Manzano. Kicks and deals, and Bernard lines one off the netting, protecting the Stockton dugout. Still one ball, two strikes. Grizzlies scored three in the first, Stockton with one in the third. 1-2 to Bernard. It is a high fastball. They're going to appeal. No swing, though. Bryce McCormick in the blind spot down the first baseline. It's two balls, two strikes. After the Ports run in the third, Rainier Hernandez with a two-run single in the fourth, but the Grizzlies quiet since then. And Stockton scored two in the eighth on Ali Camarillo's two-run single. 2-2 to Bernard. Just off the plate at 94. And the count runs full, 3-2. Good talk with Derek pregame today. Talked about his dad influencing him playing baseball when he was younger. And watching his dad play in the middle infield. Payoff pitch from Manzano, and the breaking ball doesn't come back and catch the outside corner. So the one out walk, and Kevin Fitzer will come to the plate. Ports have had some command problems today. Six walks. The starter, Jefferson Jean, with four of them, and then they've hit some batters as well. Nothing compared to the issues that the Grizzlies dealt with last night. But still enough to give the Grizzlies a foothold. And Fresno only with four hits tonight. Hard to believe, as Fresno has put the ball in play quite a bit. But really, it was the Hernandez double in the first, Bernard homer in that inning. Hernandez, the two-run single in the fourth. And then Robert Calaz singled in the fifth. Manzano's first pitch to Kevin Fitzer is off the plate inside, ball one. 5-3 Grizzlies in the eighth. There's one out, and Derek Bernard, speedy runner over at first. They'll throw over, and Bernard back in with the dive as Manzano's throw was not in a taggable radius for Dylan Fien. One-oh pitch from Manzano, and Fitzer hits a high drive deep into left center field, but tracking it is Leary. He'll get there. Deepest part of that area to left center field, and Leary runs it down for out number two. I think Fitzer just missed it. That was the right spot and I think the right pitch. But just doesn't carry right out that way unless you yank it down the line. Two outs and a runner on for Jacob Hinderleiter. Manzano's first pitch, fastball, call it strike. Think it will be Hampu in the ninth for the Grizzlies. He's got a couple of saves. Manzano a spin and another throw over Bernard. Another spin and throw over, and so that's both of the detachments here for Manzano. If he doesn't successfully get Bernard on another pickoff throw, it would be a balk. Grizzlies have had some fun things with that. There's a bluff, and it's a pop-up. Hinderleiter to third base, where Sprague Lott will come in on the grass and make the catch to end the inning. So the Grizzlies three outs away from a victory, and Tyler Hampu is going to try and close it out. No runs, no hits, one left on for Fresno in the eighth. Tyler Hampu looking to shut the door on Stockton. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network and on 790 AM ESPN Fresno.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday. Thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tyler Hampu is the new pitcher for the Grizzlies as Fresno leads Stockton 5-3. And Hampu will come on to close it out 1-0 with a 3.18 ERA, 22nd appearance of the year. Two saves on this season, tied with Fidel Ulloa for second on the Grizzlies. 22 and two-thirds innings pitch, he has struck out 23. What a debut for Zach Morris as a Grizzly. Did not allow an earned run in four innings of relief. He struck out four, and I believe he's going to stand in line for the win should Hampu seal this one. Takeyoshi, Pacheco, and Sprague Lott due up in the ninth for Stockton. And the first pitch fastball to the switch hitter Takeyoshi, batting left-handed. Misses inside at 97. One ball, no strikes. Hampu from Austin Peay University. Fires one high and tight again. Two balls, no strikes. Using that sinking fastball, and he has really started to find his role and identity, but he has come in some key situations. Fastball on the inside corner for a strike. In 96, it's 2-1. Just in case you were interested, brought Holly Cassina up in the third inning. The Fresno State baseball SID. 2-1 pitch is skied into center field. Takeyoshi sends it to Reyes, who sets up camp and comes right behind the second base bag. It's deep center, but even with the second base bag, if you draw the line from home plate to make the catch, Takeyoshi 0 for 4. Anyways, our 1v1 food truck throwdown battle. Great pizzas tonight, but Pizza YOLO is the winner, so it can't give me a hard time for picking the wrong one anymore. As Carlos Pacheco will come to the plate, he's 0 for 2. Hampu deals the first pitch fastball, outside ball one. Hope you'll come out. Couple opportunities. Obviously, Grizzlies won't be home next week, but when they're home against San Jose, right before Lowriders weekend, we'll have a shot. Another sky-high pop-up. This one into shallow center. Hidalgo, the shortstop, goes out to make the catch. And Stockton down to its final out. 2 outs, and Jared Sprague Lott coming to the plate. Grizzlies have a 5-3 lead. They're trying to maintain pace in the North Division in the second half. And a chance to get back atop the North Division standing. First pitch strike to Sprague Lott, who is 1 for 4. Hampu from the stretch. 0-1 pitch is chopped to the left side. Hidalgo into the hole, gloves it, throws to first. Fitzer holds the base and gets the out, and that's a final. It's a glorious Thursday night. The Grizzlies are victorious. Fresno beats Stockton 5-3 and take their second win of the first three games in this series. Great pitching tonight from the Grizzlies. Jackson Cox, four solid innings. Zach Morris, in his Grizzlies debut, backs it up with four innings without an earned run. And Tyler Hampu will earn his third save of the season. Grizzlies win it 5-3. Stick around. We'll wrap it up on the Chuck Chancey Gold postgame show right after this.
Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using the City of Fresno's curbside collection program or by taking your used motor oil and oil filters to one of the many certified collection centers located throughout the City of Fresno. Certified collection centers will only accept uncontaminated used motor oil. To locate a certified collection center near you, go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
What better way to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game than with all of your friends and family? Ticket packages are available for groups of 20 or more. Chill by the pool or enjoy a company outing at the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, which runs up to 1,000 people. Group tickets are perfect for birthdays, family get-togethers, or just having a good time. There's an option for groups of every size. Call 559-320-TIXS to secure your tickets now.
This is the Fresno Grizzlies postgame show.
Cut on and missed. He got him. Three strikeouts in what is probably the end of the outing for Jackson Cox.
Back to the booth to recap tonight's game with the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
That's a palate cleanser for the Fresno Grizzlies on Thursday night. They beat the Stockton Ports 5-3 and all the issues with walks on Wednesday night, none of those were present tonight. Just one walk issued, and it was from a debuting Zach Morris that otherwise was fantastic in his first outing as a Fresno Grizzly. And Fresno gets the victory, and they take the first, they take two of the first three from Stockton this week. Tim Slack with you on the Chuck Chancey Gold postgame show. Come on up to Chuck Chancey Gold. Join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops for a day or an extended getaway. Chuck Chancey offers an unforgettable experience. Well, Jackson Cox knew what the Grizzlies needed from him tonight, and he was up to the task. Did work around a couple of singles in the first inning, but did not allow a run, and that allowed Fresno to find its foothold. Kelvin Hidalgo walked against Jefferson Jean. Then Roynier Hernandez hit a double to put runners on second and third. Robert Calaz made sure to get the run in. A sacrifice fly made it 1-0. And then Derek Bernard blasted a two-run homer off the batter's eye in straightaway center. And that put the Grizzlies up 3-0 in the first inning. It stayed that way for a couple innings. Cox was good through the second, 1-2-3 in the inning. But in the third, a double by Jared Sprague-Lott with one out set up an interesting situation. Dylan Fien grounded out to first, moved Sprague-Lott to third. And then Cameron Leary hit a flare to shallow right center. Roynier Hernandez almost had it. It popped out of his glove, and that allowed Leary to get to second. Of course, Sprague-Lott with two outs scored from third. That got Stockton on the board. So it was 3-1 into the bottom of the fourth when the Grizzlies capitalized on more walks from Jefferson Jean. And remember, the Grizzlies had not scored against Jefferson Jean this year in his previous two starts against them. He walked Hinderleiter and Reyes to start the fourth inning. Espinal, the sacrifice bunt. Kelvin Hidalgo popped out, but Roynier Hernandez, a two-run single to make it 5-1. That would prove to be all that the Grizzlies needed, but they would need that because Cox finished after four innings. He struck out three, only allowed a run. And then it was the debut of Zach Morris, just signed today, just assigned to the Grizzlies this afternoon. And he was active and he was ready. Four innings, four Ks, and he didn't allow a run until his last inning. That came with two outs as a couple of singles and an error, as the Grizzlies couldn't get a fielder's choice at second to end that inning. And Ali Camarillo made him pay, a two-run single into left that plated both Cameron Leary and Pedro Pineda to cut the Grizzlies' lead in half. But that would be it, because Morris got out of it. He used a ground out to second to end that inning. And then Tyler Hampu came on and slammed the door shut as he worked a 1-2-3 ninth for his third save of the season. So the Grizzlies get their fourth win in the second half. They're 33-39 overall, 4-2 in the second half, looking to gain ground in the North Division. Stockton 34-38. They're now 2-4 in fourth place in the North Division in the second half. Final line score, Stockton 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Fresno 5 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Zach Morris gets the win in his Grizzlies debut. He's 1-0. Jefferson Jean suffers the loss. He is 2-4. Tyler Hampu's third save took 2 hours and 15 minutes in front of an announced crowd of 2,174. We'll take one more break, get your SoFi play of the game, take a look around the California League, see where the Grizzlies stand after tonight, and then take a look around the Rockies affiliates as well. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. This is the Chuck Chancy Gold Postgame Show on 790 AM ESPN Fresno.
Craving something different? Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Oishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy J's has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a hot pot experience at J-Pot and top it off with boba from JT Inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable. Visit Lynn'sRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Junk is gone for good with everyday junk removal. If it's junk, they'll take it off your hands. Furniture, mattresses, appliances, construction debris, and so much more. Plus, dumpster rental is available too. Licensed, insured, and backed by Google 5-star reviews. Everyday junk removal makes cleanup easy and hassle-free. And for a limited time, receive $20 off a half load or more. Get a free quote today by calling Everyday Junk Removal at 559-408-9132 or online at everydayjunkremoval.com. They'll get the job done.
Pitch from Gene, and Bernard lifts one high into center field. This sends Pacheco back sprinting to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! Off the batter's eye in center field, the fourth homer for Derek Bernard this year, and the needed blast that the Grizzlies were looking for. Derek Bernard with the SoFi play of the game, the all-in-one finance app where you can bank, borrow, and invest. Download the SoFi app today to get your money right. Derek Bernard's our player of the game. He came through with the big hit that set the Grizzlies on the right track. 1-for-3. 2 RBIs and a walk, and the Grizzlies 4-2 in the second half with a 5-3 win tonight. Welcome back to the Chuck Chancy Gold Postgame Show. Taking a quick look around, only one other final, and Modesto fell on the road at Lake Elsinore tonight. Grizzlies are going to see the Nets next week. They're going to head to John Thurman Field for 3 before Modesto comes back here to Chuck Chancy Park for 4th of July. But Lake Elsinore beating Modesto 7-2 tonight. And so the Grizzlies get some separation from them, hoping to join San Jose, who is trailing Rancho Cucamonga in the bottom of the ninth, 8-5 right now. The Giants are at home. But it's really the team that the Grizzlies are most concerned about is Modesto, at least to start right now, because San Jose already has clinched that spot in the postseason, and so it's the other three teams that are battling it out. Rancho has their spot in the South, but that's not stopping Visalia from charging hard. The Rawhide leading Inland Empire right now 5-3, that game in the bottom of the eighth. Rockies affiliates in action today, and heard some noise in the Dominican Summer League where the DSL Rockies have just been phenomenal They're 15-3. They beat the Marlins tonight 19-3. They only had 13 hits, but they scored 19 runs. Marlins committed 6 errors in that ballgame. DSL Colorado edged out the Arizona Black team 13-12. And in the Arizona Complex League, the Rockies beat the Cubs 3-1. Spokane put a whooping on Hillsboro tonight. Albert Pacheco got the win as the Indians won 12-2. In Hartford, the Yard Goats beat the New Hampshire Fisher Cats 2-1. And the only game still going right now, Albuquerque, the AAA Isotopes, trailing Las Vegas 11-5. That'll do it tonight, but we have more games this weekend. It's emo night tomorrow night, and that means a whole bunch of fun things. Of course, our director of tickets here at the Fresno Grizzlies is Eric Moreno. We call him Emo, and hope he'll come up tomorrow and celebrate a little bit. We'll have some good music throughout the ball game. Hope you'll come out. A lot of black. I think the uniforms might be a lot of black tomorrow, black on black. With the tops that the Grizzlies have been wearing and some of the other options that they have pants-wise. But it's going to be a fun night. Hope you'll join us for that. Saturday night be Diversity Inclusion Night and a fun night as well as Community Outreach Night. And then Sunday will be Bubbles Night to wrap up this series. Tomorrow, though, that emo night, Grizzlies will send Brian Mena to the mound against Cole Miller, who I think is making his Ports debut. Couple of right-handers. 7:05 start time. We'll have fireworks after the game. It's going to be a good time. You can join us if you can't make it out here on the Grizzlies Audio Network. Saturday and Sunday we'll be back on ESPN Radio. I believe we're on 1430 on Saturday and 790 on Sunday. Be sure to check us out online to confirm that. But the Grizzlies win tonight. They've won 2 of the first 3 games of this series. And they are 4-2 to start the second half. 5-3, the final of the night. Zach Morris makes a great debut, backing up Jackson Cox. Derek Bernard hits his 4th home run of the season. And the Grizzlies win at Chick Chansey Park. A great Thursday night. Hope you enjoy the rest of yours. On behalf of the Fresno Grizzlies, I'm Tim Slack from Chick Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. Good night.